Hello and welcome back to Moahi, a Dream S&P podcast. This is episode 67 and today we're discussing the Egg Lore finale. We're back!
Hello! Sweet will be joining us in a bit.
Yes, the Sweet is still in the car, so... Just for now.
Just us two.
Okay, so there's, like, three main things that we're going to talk about. The Punk War.
Punk War!
And the two Egg Wars.
Yes. I'm going to be completely honest. I was only half paying attention to Punk Lore and the first Egg Lore stream. Because I got very distracted playing a new video game I just bought.
I paid attention to Punk Lore, but I did not pay much attention to the first Egg Lore because I was having dinner at the time.
Fair enough. That's honestly a better excuse than me.
Also, I was originally like on Sam's stream, but then Sam had like the delay and had to like shut it down.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And like, I sent us on Sam's stream, but I kind of ended up hopping between them a bit.
Yeah. I started watching the puppy stream, and then I was paying attention, and then I stopped paying attention, and when I looked back, it was Among Us.
Yeah, I guess because I read the first bit of more was in as like. Is, I guess, more casual, but that meant there was, like, more times in between the interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm. My favorite part was probably the, okay, we're restarting the scene, take the items back, go walk over to the penises behind you. That was pretty fun. I loved myself blooper reels. Anyway, do you want to, do a sort of mini recap of what happened in Punk Store?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Okay. Hey.
Because I remember there was, I think
the title of it is A Helping Hand.
Well, ain't that ominous.
So you haven't really watched this, right?
I watched it, but I wasn't paying full attention. So I think I only like really started paying attention when the pre-recorded stuff came on. But I was half paying attention to
that. That was like the very end, though.
And it's also been a week, so my memory's a little bit bleh.
So Punk starts, like, in the cave, like, they leave the cave, they talk about, like, death and, like, pets and stuff dying.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking to Sam.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they talk to Hannah as well?
I don't think it was Hannah. They talked to Bat.
Ah. Yeah, my memory's very bad right now. Oh yeah, I remember. Bat and Punk
apparently
went to...
Bat said that Punk and Sam's last interaction got a bit out of hand.
Yeah, they were arguing with Sam together, weren't they?
Apparently Sam said he was getting things going along at the bank, which we should have seen as a warning that it was going to get exploded. Because he already said, like, out of character that he'd given up on it.
I'm not finishing the bank. Boom. Honestly, that was so... when I saw the bank exploding, I was like, yeah, that was kind of to be expected. Yeah.
And then after that, Punk goes to the egg.
Yeah.
I was kind of interested in that because we've seen like an actual egg war. Nothing really seemed to come out of that. It kind of feels like a red herring or something that's going to get explored in season two.
I think I kind of know what happened. So Skeppy was the one. So spoilers. Spoilers for, Egg Lore Part 2, but Skeppy was the one who went to the egg for something, right? And I feel like it wasn't just Skeppy who was working with the egg. I think Punk might have also been working with the egg. But in a sort of, hey, I need you to get everyone else to fight with each other kind of way. because Punk was kind of sus.
I think there's gonna be more. Because I think, like, on one hand, for, like, for this floor, it was a red herring meant to distract people from thinking about Skeppy.
Right.
But I think in the future, it's gonna be something that comes back that people aren't gonna think about because they're like, oh, Skeppy was the one who was behind that. So it wasn't Punk. And then, like, in season two, there's a realization. Oh, wait, Punk's with the egg.
Yeah. No way they just randomly got a normal-ass arm. The day before Captain Puffy goes missing.
Mm. One thing to look about that is that it was very much... It reminded me of, like, of that early SMP thing, like specifically the whole Tracer and Pogtopia thing.
Mm.
Where you knew there was someone who wasn't on everyone else's side, but you didn't know who.
Right. And it was the most obvious person in the room when you thought about it.
Mm.
But no one wanted to
but
think about
it. But also
it
wasn't, because it was also Skeppy. He wasn't, like, even involved in most of the stuff.
That's true, but if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense, right?
I guess maybe, like, even thinking in terms of the story, what's sad, we're in, like, Watsonian versus Doylist? So, like, from a Watsonian perspective, it might, but from, like, a Doylist perspective, like, Skeppy really hasn't been involved in the lore at all for, like, a year.
I don't know. Like,
since the Red Banquet?
That's true. But also, at the very beginning, Bad alludes to it, doesn't he? That he spoke of Skeppy and he said Skeppy didn't want anything to do with it. And I was like foreshadowing for the fact that Skeppy had everything to do with the egg.
Sweet's here now.
Sweet!
You can use this when you're doing the recording. Like, the editing of the recording.
Yeah. What's up? What are we talking about?
We were talking about, like, Skeppy being the treasure and, like, comparing that to Pogtopia.
Oh. Yeah, see, so I've been out all day. So I didn't get to watch the second one, but I've heard, things.
Should we try and avoid spoilers?
No, it's okay. I'm gonna watch it after this, so it's okay. And I already got a little spoiled just from.
Okay, so will I just give you like a quick summary? It's worth watching even with spoilers anyway, because a bunch of like the cinematography is.
Really good. Let me cover what I know so far. So when Skeppy died a while back because Bad accidentally knocked him into lava while they were arguing, he respawned on their island and refused to see Bad. But he found out that Bad still couldn't get free of the egg, and so he went to the egg and made a deal that he would kill everyone else if the egg left Bad alone. The egg told him it would, so he was a traitor and he convinced everybody, and everyone dies, and then the egg obviously didn't actually keep its word and also kills Bad. That's what I know so far. It's just that... Skep Halo resulted in everyone's death, and apparently Red Velvet did some really amazing voice acting for
Red Velvet Egg.
It was especially funny, like, it was especially good because everyone else, I'm gonna be honest, like, we're not doing great with the voice acting.
Yeah.
Like, there were some good bits. But then there was also the bits...
I've seen the memes so far about Hannah's scream.
Yeah, there's those bits where it's just, like, absolutely no inflection.
Mm.
I think part of the issue is that they were recording the lines. I think usually because they're
normally
just doing it live, there's more emotion to it. Mm. But it's harder when you're not, like, in the scene, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, like, stilted voice acting aside. Which is, like,
and
honestly...
And he's got, like, Velvet coming in with, like...
Oh, Velvet.
Great voice acting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think Bad did pretty good, considering.
I feel like Bad usually does a decent job. I've seen people making fun of Hannah, jokingly, because of apparently a very particularly horrible scream that they did when they died. So I'm excited.
Apparently, Hannah doesn't even remember recording that. So I saw someone saying, like, did Bad just, like, look at one of her, like, Bedwars streams and just, like, clip a screen from that?
Maybe. Who knows? But yeah, no, I've heard it was a bloodbath. And so here's my one question, because I actually don't know about this. So is the egg just taken over the server now?
It's hatched.
Maybe not. We don't know. Yeah, it's hatched.
Oh.
Or it's like, it's gotten enough lives to do whatever it will need lives to do. Oh. There is that bit that you really should watch, because it's really cool and it's got some cool music that I really want to find out where it's from. Where it's like going through the server, but splashing between the regular server and one that's completely taken over by Vine. So it'll be interesting if that happens.
I think it was a reference to the past, because when you look at the screen, the flash with the mansion, it's the old mansion and not the new mansion. But I do think it's alluding to that.
It could still be like a vision of like what the egg is potentially what the egg's potential is. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to actually watching it, because from what I've heard, it was a great, great stream, so.
Yeah. I'm actually really sad that Sabu isn't here right now, because the egg won! We get the eggpocalypse!
Honestly!
One thing I really liked about the second stream is that there was a recap of the first egg streams.
Oh,
because I had barely an idea what was going on those, so I appreciate them just, like, cutting out like the very relevant bits and just stitching those together.
Yeah, as a sort of recap. Yeah, because I didn't get to see like the early egg lore stuff. I saw like the first stream where it showed up, because that stream was amazing. But a lot of the
I mean like a recap of like the one last week.
Oh, that's still good, because I only
Puppy's birthday.
I watched Ant.
Because, like, I think it's one of the reasons it's good is because there's a bunch of people involved in that.
Yeah.
So it means if you wanted to go back to rewatch it, there'd be, like, a bunch of points of view you'd have to skip through.
Yeah.
Which would be really frustrating, which is why I didn't do it. So I like that there's a recap so I could actually know what was going on with that stuff.
Yeah, because if you only watched, like, one of the POVs from, like, one side of the group, because I watched Aunt Frost's, and I didn't watch anybody from the group that stayed in Puffy's house and was looking around. So, yeah, no, a recap's good, because I actually don't know what happened fully with them when they were in Puffy's house and looking around and where they found things and stuff like that. So, I think that's definitely a good thing to add to lore streams, especially if you don't know if everyone... Or, you know there was, like, a multiple...
Previously on Dream SMT.
Yes. When will we have the previously on segment of every stream? I don't know. I'm really excited to look at it. I think they even picked sort of a great time because it's Halloween, you know? So, it's spooky vibe time. And, yeah, no. I mean, I feel like Bad's always done a really, good job in terms of the egg lore. It's always really fun, and I am excited to watch everyone die. Especially Sam. I think that'll be very funny.
Wait, let me...
The
Discord.
Sam part was great. You're gonna love it.
I've so far seen, like, a screenshot of his character model just laying face first on the ground.
I just... Look at the Discord.
Yeah, that... Which is just impeccable. And so I'm
it's
very
so awkward.
Happy to... I'm very happy to see also that.
Like, we've been waiting for, like, a proper confrontation between Sam and Punk, and we got it, and it was great.
Nice.
It was
we
amazing.
Love to see it. I think it's really funny that Hannah posted, I think, the clip of her character dying, and then, added Dream and puns. As if, like, to help me. Or at least that's what I'm assuming, because I don't think either of them were in the stream, so I just think it's...
I think they were, like, with Hannah watching it.
Oh, maybe? I assumed it was,
like, in person.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I assumed it was, like, more of a joke about, hey, my character just died. I need, you know, Dream and Puns are the two people with the revive book access. So I need you both, you know, come on, come help me. Revive me, please.
It's fine. Hannah's got the joke more lives.
That's a good question. Is anyone permadead?
Do you want to know?
Has Bad lost a canon life before?
Yes. Because Scappy lost a canon life.
But they don't lose canon lives as long as Bad doesn't, as long as Scappy doesn't die. So Bad can die any infinite number of times and be counted as canon lives and not count.
Yeah, that's okay, why I'm not so really. That's good. Yeah, I think.
Because otherwise, I think he would have died 3 times.
Oh, wow. They just tore him apart.
But also, I'm not sure how this. Geppy killing him thing works?
I have no idea. Is Ponk still alive? Hasn't Ponk lost quite a few lives before?
Oh no, Ponk's still alive because Ponk didn't even go and bag stuff.
Okay, okay.
Like, Ponk just said, like, no, I'm just gonna take this opportunity to get revenge on Sam. Like, go ahead, I'm gonna fight Sam.
Good for Ponk!
And I wonder if that's what, like, the egg promised him.
Oh yeah.
Revenge against Sam, or the opportunity for revenge against Sam.
Oh, well, maybe.
Actually, no, that actually makes sense, because...
You guys go ahead, I'll stay behind and stop them!
Especially, like, with getting Fran. Because yeah. The Eggvines have made their way into Sam's base before, so wouldn't be surprising if, like, there was, like, a hidden tunnel made by the egg that Punk could use to go in and get Fran.
Spoilers.
Also, was it just me? I was, like, Fran in the past referred to, like, using he, him, and now is referred to using she, her. Is that just something my brain made up?
No, Fran's
no idea.
Alright.
I think Fran is named after Sam's real-life dog, so.
Mm.
Oh, here we go. GMSMP lore updates has everyone's current life counts. Aunt, Bad, Aaron, Hannah, Ponk, Sam, and CPK all lost canon lives. Bad technically has 2 lives left because he's only lost a canonical life when Skeppy dies. Ponk and Sam are both on 1 life as well as Aunt Frost. So, yeah. Aaron, Bad, Hannah, and CPK are all on 2 lives and so is Skeppy. And then Puffy is, I think, the only one who's still on 3 lives. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. So, Sam and Ponk going down hand in level by hand. Oh, wait, here we are.
Literally. I have to say, this was cool, but I do kind of prefer the live versions better.
Yeah. I think I preferred the live versions for most of, like, the egg lore, but, I don't know, at the same time, I can totally see how it works with, you know.
I think it depends on what they're going for. Like, for something like the finale, I think it works really good, because it means, like, you kind of skip some of the sort of, like, the in-betweeny stuff, which can get really boring in a stream.
And you also don't have to, like, swap back and forth.
The sort of the more, like, almost an ordinary stream until stuff happens. Because that's interesting as well.
When it's live, like, part of the reason that the egg lore is, like, unique in terms of server is that it's definitely more horror-esque directly. And because when they do it live, you don't, they can kind of, like, slip it in where, like, it's just a normal stream and then suddenly egg lore. And so it kind of just
yeah, but then works. Again, like you said, that doesn't really work if you're doing a finale because it's planned and everyone knows exactly where I'm going to be.
But I'm just saying,
so if you're doing that, you want to cut out as much of that stuff as possible.
Yeah.
So you just have, like,
I'm just saying that for, like, the other egg lore, I think one of the things that worked really well for it was because it was live and they were hitting that. They were, when they did lore, it was more into that sort of horrific, like, mind control, evil entity type storyline that's
creeping
more of a horror.
Horror
genre. The reason, one of the things that worked really well for it when it was doing the, you know, live streams is that they could go from, you know, just normal streaming on the Minecraft server to, oh, something's wrong, and I think it helped build some of that apprehension slash tension, because it went from, you know, very, like, you know, lighthearted, watching a stream, having fun, to what the hell is happening? So I think that worked really well for it in terms of, like, the live streams, which is why it feels a little different watching it when they have pre-recorded stuff. Although, I mean, either way, that's, Egglore is great, you know?
It's not that pre-recording stuff was bad, it's just that I think they probably would have been better if they didn't have strict scripts to follow.
I think...
Also, maybe if they did, like, that, I don't know if they did this, cause I don't know exactly if they did it, but the thing that they did with voice actors, where they get them all in one room, or if that's not possible, like, a Zoom call or whatever, and they act stuff out like that, so you can at least, like, see the other people. And be, like, speaking directly to them.
Yeah, or you can, like, directly, like, you don't, I don't know, for some reason I feel like it can sound more natural when they're improvising, even if the lines that they say don't make as much sense. Because, like, if you look at...
It's just the tone of voice, right?
Yeah. I think it's just, it's more natural for people to be talking back and forth than, like, you know, if you know you have to read off a certain line, it makes you feel like you have to, like, perform it more, and so it comes off weirder.
This to me, when I was listening to it, it sounded like someone was reading a book. Like, a character's line from a book. So, like, there was voice acting in it, but it didn't sound completely natural.
I don't know, I think I'm gonna have to watch it, but... Yeah, I don't know, I think Cinematic Lore works very well for them a lot of the time, in terms of the Dream SMP a lot of the time, but I think you have to let them improv, usually, because I think it creates... I don't know, I think, like, you can't over-prepare the script, right? Like, you can't prepare it like a TV show, you know, because I think they do better with improv somehow. Some of the time, I don't know, if you go back to, like, the first stream for the Egg finale, where they're all going back and forth talking about the...
Among Us.
Talking about the evidence that they found against each other, and it's just like, y'all... You're all just repeating the same thing over and over again, and dragging this,
it sounds like a
out for a long time.
I'm surprised that that was with, like, the CPK thing, where they're like, "Well, there's evidence against them." Like, to me, it would have made more sense if you said, like, "You find evidence against them, but they find evidence against you." Like, kind of like pointing out the fact that both groups think the other one is working for the egg.
I think there was a moment where Anfrost was saying something, and then he paused, and I, like, my brain completed the sentence for him, but the way he sort of paused made it sound like he was about to say something, but it wasn't part of the actual script, so he's paused to, like, remember what the actual script was, and then continued what the actual script was. But then you lose momentum and the pause is there, and But, like, which is why I think it would have, the words would have worked as well. In my head, the words would have worked. But I feel like that's kind of what happens when you have a really strict script you're supposed to follow. Like, you have all your lines written out for you.
Yeah.
You might get passionate, and then you might completely forget what part of your lines were. And then you have to stop to remember what your lines were, and that pause sort of it's awkward, and it emphasizes that this isn't entirely like I know when Sui was talking about the whole back and forth and how everybody during the first egg finale stream and how everybody was just saying the same things over and over again. Yeah, it's the words themselves make less sense, but the way it's being delivered feels more natural, because that does sound like an actual argument someone might have with their friends, where they keep arguing and talking about the same thing over and over again and missing the point entirely.
Well, it was just, like, because the entire time I was watching them all, like, recite off the different evidence that they all had, my thought process the entire time listening to it, which I think was, like, a logical step, was like, huh, strange evidence that none of them know how it got there has shown up for four different characters, and each group has found pieces of evidence against characters in the other group. This sure sounds like a setup. And so my immediate thought was to actually, I immediately went to CPK and Aaron as being the culprit, because I was like, out of everyone in the group, who are the two people who didn't have anything come up against them? Oh yeah, CPK and Aaron. Huh, I wonder if they're the ones who left it there. Obviously I wasn't right, but at the same time, I think it's like, I don't know, it was interesting listening to them go back and forth, because obviously they were trying not to, like, they were doing it intentionally to keep it from going into, that was the point that they had to reach. They had to reach this, like, two separate sides that aren't working together, and think that the others aren't trustworthy type thing. Mm. So, like, they obviously couldn't make the argument progress past that point. I don't know, I haven't watched it yet, so it's hard for me to,
you
like...
Think we'd have more to talk about?
Well, yeah.
Because we're only, like, half an hour in.
I mean, I don't know, do you guys have any comments about certain things that happened? I mean, I haven't watched it yet, so I don't know.
We got the line from Aaron. That is, don't bring Tommy into this. He has nothing to do with this.
Oh, I love him for that.
That's a good line. Yeah, because he had nothing to do with the Egg Lord at all.
No, it's not difficult to... Okay, to be honest, like, again, did not really pay attention to the first couple streams. Only paid attention to the last stream. Sweet has not seen the last stream. Don't want to give any spoilers.
You guys can give spoilers, it's fine.
I refuse.
It's better for you to spoil it than, you know, to not say anything and then not have anything to talk about in the episode.
I mean, there's already been a bunch of spoilers, so I don't think it really matters.
You're fine. I've generally know everything that happens, so.
Okay. Oh, I saw this, mini theory in one of the Discords. So a lot of people were complaining about how it was difficult to PvP in Dream SMP because everybody's in Netherite armor, and Dream talked about a solution that could help benefit everybody there. And so maybe the solution is the egg takes over the server and everybody has to wear iron armor to protect themselves from its influence.
That could be an interesting method.
And it goes with what I was saying earlier about that one scene where it's like flashing between the regular server and the egg covered one.
That could work. I mean, I assumed that, you know, for Dream SMP season 2 that, like, the egg was gonna have, because I don't know, just like out of everything that was gonna make like a world changing impact, it was obviously like the egg pyre is the number one thing, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it would make sense if after this the egg takes over the server and it requires, you know, people to leave the main part of the SMP and spread out to somewhere different to avoid the egg. And it would cause new... I feel like people have been talking about this since the egg pyre became a thing. It was like, you know, if the egg takes over the world, we can get an apocalypse scenario, which will force people to work together that would never work together otherwise. It would cause people
different relationships.
It would cause people to have to leave the SMP area that they were already in and spread out to different areas, which will create, you know, a different sort of, like, a new life in the fact that, oh, you have to move. Or maybe they'll go into the new world and focus on building there because the old world is corrupted by the egg. So you can still go back, but you can't, like, wear netherite armor when you're there because you have to wear iron to protect yourself from the egg and stuff like that. Like, I can see this working out very, very well if this sort of egg lore taking over the server type thing is the plan in terms of making things different for the next season.
I'm trying to recall what my thought was because it had something to do with the egg lore, but I can't seem to recall what my thought is, and it's frustrating me.
I'm just trying to, like, go through Twitter to see, like, different clips and things that people have posted. Okay, so here's an interesting thing. For the cinematic version where they're switching back and forth from the egg taking over the server versus the egg not taking over the server, they were obviously using, like, an older,
Dream SMP.
Yeah, an older copy of the map, because Purple's UFO is still there. That building
and
across
this mansion
from
was still the mansion.
The La Target, or is still there. The Gay Target, or Gay Mart. I don't know what it was called. I don't remember if it was a Target.
I think it was just Target.
That's still there. The building across from Punza's house is still there. The hotel is still there, which I think that got destroyed recently, didn't it?
Partially destroyed.
But yeah, so they were clearly using, like, an older version of the map, but that does make it difficult to decide if that's because the server, if this is an idea of, like, what could have happened, or this is an idea of what will happen, or is happening currently, which does make it kind of interesting. I love the editing, though, like, making the sky that red really does make it so much more, like, upside down apocalypse and ominous vibes.
Oh yeah,
I love the shaders that they use. It just makes me want to play Minecraft. Target, that's what it was. Target.
It was just Target. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was Target, you know. Target. I don't know. I am curious to see what. Oh, Hannah moved to Florida. Cool. nice. I am curious to see, like, after this, what is gonna become, like what the next stream that we see of the Dream SMP is.
What's it gonna look like once the eggs hatch?
I mean, yeah, no, I'm curious to see what the follow-up to this is gonna be, because obviously we know that, like, Dream and a bunch of the CCs have been talking to each other and hopefully coordinating. So what is gonna be the follow-up to this? Are we gonna go straight into season two? Is there another moment that we're gonna have? Maybe we're, because this is the finale.
Will we get that Eret lore stream that we were promised a month ago?
Season one finale? This is the thing, because, like, I just don't know how things link up to and, like, connect to each other. Because, like, obviously, it seems like the egg won here, which makes me think things are gonna happen. Things are gonna change, and it's gonna be, like, a big impact that affects everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true or not. But I hope
but
so.
But it seems like it. Yeah. On completely unrelated news, how did Bad beat Ann in PvP?
Bad's good at PvP.
He's not as good as Ann.
It's plot convenience?
True. True.
The power of Skep Halo? I don't know. Aunt Frost was secretly felt guilty for fighting him. I don't know, man. I didn't watch it yet. So I can't really. I don't know.
Can't really give an answer.
Plot holes. That's why. For the sake of plot convenience.
There was sort of like a moment when I noticed how everybody was starting to just drop. Like, it was very funny because I had the realization half a moment before the eggs talked about it, and I was like, wait a second, everybody's just dying around the egg. Doesn't that give the egg fuel? And then the egg's like, hey, you guys all fought each other and killed each other and gave me the fuel I needed to hatch.
I mean, also I think the people, everyone being like a bit stupid about their planted clues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it does kind of fit in canon, because we know from, like, the mansion episode of Tales from SMP that the egg can influence people in surroundings to, like, be more aggressive towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, want to kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's hard to
So it could be that it's just pulling off that, and that's, like, a more social version of its power, but that has, like, wider effect.
Not that it's hard to convince people in the SMP to kill each other.
That's so true.
So, like, it sets up a situation that will make people suspicious of each other, and therefore, its power, like, that specific ability of it works better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that seems likely. Man, the egg. Next episode, we should find someone who's, like, a big egg lore person.
Savu.
Get them to come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Savu.
Savu, we
and
need
also
to.
Just in general, like, there'll probably be, like, people talking about it and stuff over the next week, so by next week, we'll have just, like, read about it and thought about it more, so we'll probably have more to say.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, question of the week. Last one was about the mob vote,
I think so.
But, like, it's been, like, weeks since that, so.
Yep.
And we all know who won, but on the other hand, what did people want to win? Let's see. The sniffer. That, clearly showed through during the polls. because it was the one that won.
If you go to any YouTuber community poll asking which mob vote you wanted to win, it was always the sniffer.
Yeah, everyone voted the sniffer. We had one for Rascal and one for Tough Golem. And you know what? That is, yeah, that's about what happened.
See, I don't get it. What do you get from the sniffer? You get, like, flowers. I like the Rascal. It's cute.
Rascal's alright.
I think it's because, again, I mentioned earlier, well, I mentioned how Doc said earlier when it was coming out that Sniffer was a safe vote because you kind of already knew what to expect from it. You don't really know what to expect from the Tough Golem or the Rascal and how it's going to, like, interact with the greater world. But you can kind of expect what's going to happen with the Sniffer because you've already got passive mobs like the Sniffer.
Yeah. Plus the last two votes, the Planty Boys both got skipped and had very vocal communities of support. And I don't think either of the new mobs were interesting enough that people were gonna go for them. Like, they were interesting, but not enough to rouse support that would be able to beat back the tides of people who wanted the Gloom, or whatever the hell it was called, the Moo Bloom. So I think part of it was a byproduct of that, is the last two flower plant mobs got denied and people really wanted them.
I think it's also a bit of, like, universal appeal, right?
Yeah. It's just a
Sniffer's
big fancy boy.
Universally appealing. It's more universally appealing than the Tough Golem. Tough Golem is more appealing to specifically people who like to build things and people who like to do redstone. And Rascal would be more appealing to people who spend a lot of time mining or who don't want to go too far away from their homes.
Really, really big mines.
You're like a...
It's just like tunnels every two blocks. That's how I do it.
You're like a
Lord
of the Rings dwarf. You're just diggy-diggy hole. I must mine.
That was cool, because, like, with, like, the update, it means that instead of just having, like, going down to, like, one level and then just branching out from there, now I can branch out on multiple levels.
Oh, boy. I mean, can't you do that now?
So what should the question of the week be for this episode? Any ideas?
What do you think is going to happen to the server now? Well, no, wait. What do you think the egg has hatched into?
Yeah. Okay, so I made this joke on Twitter, but, like, everyone thinks that, like, Velvet's character in GMSP is gonna end up, like, dating Antwoord's character, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a given.
Based on what we've seen of the egg so far, it would make more sense, actually, for his character to date Skeppy.
I can somehow see Velvet pulling that off for the
funsies. I can see it.
Yeah.
Like, where's that post that's got, like, the, like, the lines of the...
Yeah, what, yeah, that's a good question, though. It's like, what do you guys think the egg's gonna turn into and/or do with its new power? You know? I assume it's gonna use its power to hatch, but what it hatches into, I don't know, but, maybe it doesn't...
Eons, I have waited for this moment.
Maybe it has wacky new powers we haven't even seen, you know? Like, there's so many options. So much danger.
Wait. Guys, you haven't considered the possibility. Red Velvet doesn't have a character on the Dream SMP. Red Velvet is the egg.
Yes. Yes, that's what we want. That's what we want.
Yes. Egg dating Skeppy. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah, so the egg says about Skeppy, you burned me out of him, yet still he came.
He came back?
He could not save you, and so he came to me, ready to make a deal. I called him, and to keep you free, he did as I bid. But I can be persuaded. What he offered, I accepted.
All I know is that Sai is saying that they're secretly a skep fraud. Vel skep?
Red skeppy?
Red skeppy shipper? And that is.
I mean, it's like a fun dynamic, right? Like, you got the evil Eldritch being. And you've got the guy who sold his soul to it in exchange for the guy he was previously in love with.
Wow. That is, there's a strong dynamic there, I'm not gonna lie.
I feel like this is slightly similar to Supernatural. But I haven't seen Supernatural, so I don't know what to say.
I mean, no, not quite. But also, yeah, kind of, in a way. I mean, if it happened on Supernatural, I wouldn't be surprised. Oh man, I didn't. Oh well. Okay, well, enough of that.
Supernatural enthusiasts, you guys want to make a fanfic based off that premise?
The fact that the Skeppy fandom, or not the Skeppy fandom.
Alright, so question of the week. What's the egg gonna do?
What is the egg
gonna do? What's it gonna be?
Bye.
Bye.
Farewell.
Bye.
Well, thanks for listening to the 67th episode of Mahi, and we hope you enjoyed it. If there's any topic you'd like to hear us discuss, feel free to leave a comment or find us on Twitter at Mahi Podcast, where you can also ask us questions or just get updates about new episodes. We also have a Discord server that you can find a link to in the description. See you next time!